Hey, what's up, y'all? Good morning. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I haven't been on here in a minute because your girl been working. I've been like a hustle, rustle, trying to, you know, get to the bag. And I haven't had time to really do a podcast, but I decided today, I have to work today as well. But tomorrow, I'm really going to be busy. So I said, you know what? I have a little bit of time this morning. I just did my positive affirmations on YouTube. I love to listen to my positive affirmations and listen to my positive affirmations. And I just did my skincare, brushed my teeth, put my teeth whitening strips on. And I just wanted to just say something really quick. I don't have a lot to say or nothing profound to say, but I just wanted to say something. It's raining outside. I have to be to work at 2, but it's only 3 hours. So listen, I'm gonna go get those coins real quick and then go home. But I was a little upset with my daughter yesterday, guys, and let me know if I'm wrong, but I feel like the kids nowadays do not really value the dollar. They don't value how hard their parents work to take care of them. They don't value, I wouldn't even say value. I really would just more so say appreciate. So let me fast forward. I do think that my daughter I know she appreciates all of the blessings that we have in our life. Like I said, life ain't easy, and God is always finding a way to show us that we have to remain strong by doing something that is beyond our control. So the things that are in my control, I feel like I could do, you know, when it comes to like going out. We could go out, we could go on a vacation, we could go eat, we could do those things. But I just feel like I'm a single mom and I take care of all of the household needs by myself without the help of no one. And I'm not complaining because I'm grown and I'm supposed to do those things. However, I'm not supposed to do them by myself. Her dad, I'm not trying to bash him, but he's there financially when he want to be there. You know, he takes care of her when he can financially. He's always been providing for her as a kid when she was younger. It's just like now that she's older, I don't know what's going on with him. But my daughter's taken care of. She needs anything, she gets it from me. And if he's there to support whenever he wants to. So Saturday. Matter of fact, let me say Friday. My daughter's birthday is April 1st. So April 31st, me, my daughter, my nephew, and my sister, we are flying out of the country for a few days, and we're going to celebrate her sweet 16 in another country. And I'm so excited about that because she was supposed to have this over-the-top party, but it was just too many pieces that we had to put to the puzzle, and it was just taking too much time, and it was just too, you needed a village, basically. So we're going on a nice all-inclusive, very peaceful vacation on the 31st, end of this month. We leave Easter. So, all right. So she's like, Mom, I want to get, you know, my birthday outfit. So I'm like, okay. Mind you, we got time, but I like to be organized. And, you know, she's like, no, I want to get this, and this. Everything that she wanted was designer. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I was younger, I loved designer too, but my parents wasn't buying that. Like, I had a friend in high school. His name was Lance. Hey, Lance, if you hear this. And he was fly. He was like one of the flyest guys in high school. And it was a couple of girls I hung out with in high school too. But Lance, he was very, very fly. And, you know, he used to boost. So I would be, you know, going, hanging out with him. And I'm finding out about Fendi and all of these designers when I was in high school. Like, I'm coming to school with Versace jackets, all types of, like, Versace jackets, Versace sunglasses. But my mom wasn't buying those things. However, I did like nice things too, because she would buy me. I remember when I was younger, she bought me a Vanson. And back then, and even now, those coats are $1,000 and up. So, you know, I understand my daughter want to have designer and all of this stuff. And I, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. However, this is not the time. Like, I didn't spend over 2 bands on this vacation. I'm working hard every day. I'm just trying to keep my head above the water. And all right, so I'm jumping ahead. All right, so her dad comes, he gives her $1,000 Saturday for her birthday, for her to go shopping or, you know, do whatever she want to do. Okay, granted, he gave her $1,000. I just told her. I said, listen. Because mind you, right before that, the day before that, I bought her birthday outfit, gave her money. we good. You know, she's all, we going out to eat. We eating good. We chilling. This is not just because of now. This is how we've been living since she was a kid. So, but it's getting out to the point where it's just like, what she did irritated me. All right, so I'm going to tell you what she did. So her dad gave her the $1,000. Okay, boom. So I tell Odyssey and said, listen, don't just spend the whole thing. I know you a celebrity kid. You're not, you know, Beyonce daughter blue. So don't be spending your money all crazy. You can go buy your nice little things and stuff like that, but just make sure you save your money. Put a little weight in the savings, a little tuck it away. Okay, mom. She goes shopping. She come back. I swear to God, it wasn't even 30 minutes later. And she doesn't have anything left. So I'm just like, what did you do with your money? Oh, she bought sneakers. Okay. I bought an outfit from thing. Okay. Okay, that's cute. She got a little accessory. Okay. And then she got some clothes. Okay, that's cool. Granted, I'll just round that up. Just say $400. Just being cute. Where is the rest of your coins? Because you're going to be coming looking at me. Mom, can I have some money to go get corn dogs or whatever you wanted? Those Japanese, what is the Japanese or Korean, the Korean corn dogs. And she went out with her friends and she wanted to do this, she wanted to do that. And I'm, you know, I'm cash apping all the time. I'm cash app. My daughter wants something, I cash app her. So she comes and it's nothing. So I'm like, where's the rest of your money? Oh, I don't know. And I think cash app took my numbers and all the credit card. I'm like, where's your money? Come to find out yesterday, because I'm just like, okay, well, you need to put a report in and let them know that somebody took your card numbers. You ordered something from some site, she said, that was a fake site, a scamming site, and they took her money. So I was like, you need to report that to Cash App now and let them know. Mind you, I'm with Navy Federal Bank, and I'm like, I'm going to open you the account. But my card, her debit card, it didn't come in the mail yet. So she was just so quick to spend her money. I'm like, just wait. You know, just wait. Just be patient until Navy Federal send you a card. And I open you up the account with that. Because she has her own credit card with Navy Federal. But I'm teaching her how to learn how to budget your money. She's 15. I want her to learn how to be financially independent. Because the times that we're in now are crazy. And I feel like when she gets older, it's going to be even more crazy. So just learn how to budget your money. All right, so I'm just dragging this out. Fast forward, she goes shopping. I found out yesterday, I'm looking through her charges and I see that she spent $300 on a t-shirt. Let me know if I'm wrong. It was her money. But I just feel like at this time, we're going on vacation. I already went shopping for you. You already got cute outfits for vacation. You're already good. I could see if you wanted to just buy the t-shirt and get your sneaks. But why would you spend all of your money like you're a celebrity kid like that? Like, I'm tired of cash apping you every day. I love you to death. You're my daughter. And of course, I have to no matter what. But it's so much pressure on me. And I had to break it down to her. Like, listen, I was very upset with her yesterday. I was like, why would you do that? I'm like, I told you to save your little coin. Like, you didn't have to. You could have saved $100 for your pocket. I have $100 cash in my pocket. I'm like, you know what I mean. You could have just put a little, like, Eva, you could have put $200 away. So you could be like, all right, well, this is for my little knick-knack patty wax, you know, my little nails or whatever. And you just spend the whole thing on clothes. And then it makes me think about myself, like, what did I create? You know, she's a wonderful kid. I love my daughter to death. And that's why I overcompensate, because I guess the lack of the effort that her dad has been in her life, that I overcompensate. I overcompensate with gifts and birthdays and holidays and Christmas and everything. And I do my best. And it's getting to the point where I'm just like, I had to let her know yesterday, because I was very disappointed with her when I found out and I saw a charge for $297. On her card, and I'm looking like, why would you do that? Like, I just bought you an outfit, mind you, just the day before. Not no cheap outfit, a designer skirt she wanted and a designer shirt. And I'm just like, okay, you wanna get it? Mom, I wanna get this for my birthday. All right, get it. Give her my card, get it. Mom, I wanna get it. Mom, I wanna go here, let's go. But it's coming to the point where I felt like, that's ridiculous, and you did not need to do that. So I think she knows I was very disappointed with her, because I'm never really disappointed with my daughter. She don't do much for me to get disappointed. She's a good kid, and I'm not going to take that away from her. But I don't like that she spent $300 on a t-shirt when I have, like, mind you, I have to buy groceries. I have to do all these things. And that is her money. I know people are like, well, that's her money. Her dad gave her that money. But you still have to understand she's 15 years old. She's spending her money on things that I feel like has no value, really, in a few years. Like, you wash that shirt, it's going to be, like, whatever. So I just feel like I want her to learn how to be financially stable. I want her to know about credit. I want her to know about how to utilize credit, how to deal with your finances at 15, because I did not have no one teach me that. So when I turned 18 and I got my first credit card, I blew through it up and had to learn the hard way. So my whole thing is, like, I want to teach her everything about finances so she never have to worry about those things. So I was just really disappointed with her. But then I thought about it and I said, you know what? Life is short. She went to spend $300 on a t-shirt, fine. I also had to let her know, like, you're going to be 16. When I was 15, I had my first job. I worked at the PSA 6, the little precinct in Harlem, passing out flyers and stuff. I was always a hustler since I was a kid. When I was 16, had a job. I had a job most of my life until I started my business back in 2012. But I've always been a go-getter. I've always been just self-reliant. I never rely on anyone because I've never had anyone to have my back. And that's another thing. My story is going to be crazy when people hear it. But I basically just wanted my daughter to be focused. And, you know, you can be a beautiful girl without having stupid designer names on. Not saying that you can't have a designer, because I like a nice bag and I like a nice perfume. It's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, why is it even necessary for you to spend $300 on a shirt? Now, I can see if you in here working hard like a slave. I wouldn't even say that. I'm just joking. When I say work hard like a slave, it's not technically like a slave in a plantation picking cotton. Well, it is, but not that visual. I'm just, anyway. So I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Let me know what you guys think, because I was so upset with her. But then I went back in her room and I'm like, you know what? The reason, I broke it down to her why I was upset. It's not like I just was upset and didn't say anything. I did go back in her room and explain. I said, I just feel like it wasn't given that right now. Like, girl, you just went shopping. You just ordered clothes online. I just ordered you your birthday outfit. That was ridiculous. Denim tears this. And I'm like, Kasubi this. And I'm just like, I'm doing it because I can. And it's my daughter and she deserves it. But I just feel like it's not necessary. That's all. When my mom bought me those coats, my mom had a village with her. Even though my mom took care of me, my father was there. Financially, my mother, I know a lot of responsibility was on my mom, but I feel like it was a village. I had my grandmother, I had my aunts, I had family then. Like, I am a single parent. I take care of everything. 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 And I'm not complaining. I love it because it makes me feel like I'm a good mom. I'm a great mom. I'm understanding. I'm my daughter's best friend. And she's my little child best friend. I love my daughter. I'm always going to be a mother, but I'm also going to be her friend. I'm always going to be her mother first. Always going to be her mother. Don't play with me. But I'm also going to be her friend. And I'm going to be a good listener. And I would never let her go astray. So when I tell her these things about budgeting your money, it's to give you a heads up in the future. And to give you some leverage, because when you got the savings or you got something tucked away for a rainy day, you have a little bit more of a way you can move. Other than being that fly chick with no money, or that chick with the designer bags and no money. Nah, that doesn't make sense to me. If you can't afford the bag, then don't buy it. Period. But there's so many people out here that live that life that think they're getting clout and all that. And it's just redundant. It's ridiculous. And on that note, it's raining really hard. I got to go to work. I hope it stops. I got to be to work at 2. But I hope it stops raining. I'm going to just take an Uber. And I just wanted to say that. So good morning. And let me know if I was wrong. You could leave me a message. Let me know if I was wrong. And But I doubt if I was wrong. Hell no. The economy we in right now, and Biden, our president, and Donald Trump selling sneakers right now, it got to be bad out here. The economy is awful. Donald Trump is out here selling sneakers, panhandling the black community, selling these ridiculous, ugly sneakers. Like, this is where we are, 2024, and you are investing in... She bought a Hellcat t-shirt. I may be old school. I've never heard that before. And even if I did, I'm just like, why are you spending $300 on a t-shirt? Then she ordered these other designer shorts online, which was fire because I was about to order them too. But the website was a scam. So they wound up taking her card information and kept charging fees to her card. And she called, Mom, they're making charges to my card. And I'm just looking at her like, you have to, this is what I'm saying. I had to tell her yesterday, this is growing pains. All right, you're going to be 16 years old. You can't just be moving your money and doing too much stuff with your money and just putting your card in different websites that you didn't do research on. You didn't look at the reviews. Like, girl, Lord, being a teen mom, well, me not a teen mom, but being a mom of a teenager is wonderful. And also just like, it keeps me on my toes 24/7 because it's just like, I have a young lady that I'm raising and I want her to be, self-sufficient. I don't ever want her to rely on anyone. I don't ever want her to feel like she cannot take care of herself and support herself. I am raising the better version of myself and I want to give her that chance. I don't want her to have to ever go through the fuck shit if she don't have to, because I'm gonna put her on game like no one put me on game. I had to learn the hard way. But of course she's gonna learn some things in life because it's life and life is always life. And but anything I can do to give her advice to prevent, and that's about alcohol and smoking and things like that, I don't ever want her to do that. She's gonna be an adult and she's gonna make her own decisions. But my daughter, like, I asked her now, like, if you go to a party and somebody offer you some alcohol or smoke, what would you say? She's like, Mom, I'm not into that stuff. Like, and she's not. My daughter's just, I'm blessed. And like I said, me being pissed off that she spent $300 on a t-shirt, it was her money. Shit, it wasn't mine. But I'm just like, girl, the t-shirt irritated me because it was ugly. And we just had went to that store the week before. And it's this like store that sells like really expensive stuff, like overpriced stuff. So she's like, oh my God, the Hellcat t-shirt or whatever. I think that's the name of the brand, Hellcat. And I'm like, I'm not spending $300 on a t-shirt. I think it was like one was like $325 and $290. I was like, girl, let's get out of here. And mind you, at the time we got shopping bags in our hands. I'm not spending that on that. Even if I had the extra coins to do it, I'm not doing it. Because to me, it's just like, it's not like a piece you could, well, you could resell it. But it's not like a, this is another generation. This is their designers. I don't know. So I'm going to stay out of it. But anyway, I just want her to know that you don't have to have all of that designer stuff from head to toe to be fire. And dope. What makes you dope and fire is having a good personality and being respectful, low-key, and also loud. But I'm not talking about like verbally loud. I'm talking about just in your presence, confident. Never let no one walk all over you. Keep your head high, even if you feel like you want to cry. Never let nobody see you weak. The thing about me, I am sensitive. But I don't let nothing bother me no more because I've been through too much to let anything bother me or disturb my peace. Like, I've been through L's and losses that no one could even ever think about or ever fathom. And I still maintain my poise and my dignity and my class. I don't stoop low, but I can get so low to hell. And that's why I don't go low, because I know how far I can go with it. So I just try to just remain peaceful and humble. But those people, you got to be careful, because those people that normally just try to remain quiet, it's not because they punks or they scared. Believe me, maybe it's because they scared of what they would do to you. and then they'll be in jail. Because those people done been through so much. It's the reason why they quiet. It's the reason why they say to themselves. It's a reason. So when people think that they could play with those people that try to play with those people never win. Their life always crumble and fall apart. Right in front of everybody. So, that being said, it's just a lot. And I want my daughter to do great. And we're only human. And we just got to do our best. Because we're only here for a short amount of time. And while we are here, we need to be doing something that's positive. You know? Something that's uplifting. Something that can help someone else. Something that is selfless. You know, I just decided not too long ago that I want to literally do my docuseries. And people that don't know me, that they're like, what's she doing docuseries for? Her life ain't that interesting. But I feel like instead of me doing writing a book, which I could, or those little auto books or something like that, I basically want to do my docuseries because I want to be able to go certain places visually that you could really just experience what I was experiencing during that time from the age of 15 to the age of 28. I would say from the age of 15 to the age of 28, I would want to do a docuseries for those years. And I think people will probably really respect me more. Not saying that people don't respect me, they do, but people don't know me. And people have their own assumptions about me, which is ridiculous. I love it though. Like, you know how Michael Jackson, people had all of these crazy stories about Michael Jackson because he was just so different. And it's so crazy. Me and Michael Jackson have the same birthday. And I have, when I look at Michael Jackson, I have so many characteristics like him. Not the kid situations, because I love kids, but, you know, nothing like that. It's just more so just being a creative, very innovative, and just certain things with his, the way he dressed and his character, like how he was just so different. You know, he created certain things that he not, like, people really don't realize to this day. Like, he just had his own look. He had his own type of aura about him. Well, we all do, but some have better, well, let me not say that. Some have more shinier auras than others. And when I look at Michael Jackson, when it comes to my writing skills, there's a lot that people don't know about me. I make music. I write. I not only write music, I write short films. And I'm just a creative all around. I like to paint. I like to make clothes. I like to do hair and makeup. I've always been that girl since a kid that always loved to be creative and just do what I wanted to do. So I'm going to save this for part two because I feel like this is pretty juicy, but I've been on too long, 23 minutes. I got to go. But yeah, so I just was realizing, I think like I'm going to do my docuseries. I've been working on it for a while, but it's just never completed. And I feel like now I have to hire a team. You know, I think to get something done, you need it done right. And for those that's like, oh, where is Burn the Sage, my brand? It's still here, guys. I just took a break because financially, Burn the Sage was like killing me. I was making coins from Burn the Sage, but I feel like I make more money selling wigs and making wigs and doing that. So I think I have to invest in what works for me on that way. But Burn the Sage is still my baby. It's still here. It's still my brand. Still got the LLC. It's not going anywhere. I had to find a way to balance. So that's why I am working again for the man, guys. I am also working and I still have Burn the Sage. I'm still an entrepreneur, but I work too. And health insurance and things like that. So it's given very much. Your girl is grinding. But Burn the Sage is still here. I'm just going to surprise you guys. I don't want to just pop out and just sell anything, which Burn the Sage is my spiritual clothing brand, organic cotton, very comfortable, and the embroidery is very luxurious. The cotton is very luxurious, but I just didn't have the funds to continue to like 100% solely live on Burn the Sage profits. I had to go back to work. So I'm back in the healthcare field. I'm back, you know, getting my coin, and I'm making sure that when I invest back into Burn the Sage, it's going to be crazy. I don't want it to be just getting pieces here and there and let me buy a dozen hoodies here and a dozen. Nah, when I do it again, it's not going to only just be sweatsuits. It's going to be a whole brand, a whole entire fashion brand. We're going to have purses. We're going to have socks. We're going to have everything. And it's not going to be cheesy. It's definitely going to be high end. It's going to be giving Bergdorf Goodman vibes. It's not going to be given just like, just streetwear. And there's nothing wrong with streetwear. I love streetwear, but it's not just going to be given that. It's going to be given luxury and streetwear, but I'm working on that. So no, Burn the Sage is still here. And I'm just working, guys. I'm just out here trying to keep my head above the water. And what I mean by that is every day a tide can go over and take you down. Every day. That's how I feel personally. Every day. Every day is a battle for me to just always remain positive, especially, like I said, losing my little brother set me back a million steps mentally, emotionally. But every day I'm learning that this is life and we all got to go. And while I'm here, I need to do something positive. I don't want to leave this earth just being this girl from Harlem. I want to leave this earth creating so many people, just making people happy and doing something that I know that their life is going to benefit. Like, I can just continue growing and helping people. That's what I want to do. That would make me happy. I don't want to just be the girl from Harlem that, you know, lived and, you know, saw and conquered. I want to be the woman that created so many opportunities for others. And people with no voices, she gave them voices. And that's what I want to be known for. So when it comes to anything other than love in my life right now and family, I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I'm good. No disrespect, but I'm good. And I'm looking forward to what the future holds. I miss my brother so much. There's so many things that happen behind the scenes that I will eventually mention in my docuseries, and you guys are going to fucking gag. And I gagged. I ain't even going to hold you. I completely gagged. But what I realize is, it is what it is. I'm not pressed on nothing. But the situation is fucked up. The situation is fucked up. But what they don't realize is the people that are doing these things and working these ways behind the scenes and doing all these evil attacks to my family, they are going to suffer so bad. Like, the wrath is over now. It's beyond my control. It's beyond. My ancestors and the Lord and my spirit guides got it. And I know you guys is like, what you talking about? I'll let you know one day. I'm keeping my mouth closed because it's about to get crazy. But yeah, they're going to be exposed. It's so much weird shit happening like behind the scenes that people don't even know. And like I said, it's going to come to the light. And when it comes to the light, I'm going to have a front row seat eating my popcorn. And on that note, I'm going to continue doing the best I can, living my life, being a taxpaying citizen, being optimistic and you know, instead of pessimistic, and just also being the best I can, waking up every day, putting my best foot forward. I'm not going to be happy every day. Some, like I said, this is a goddamn ocean that we're swimming in, and the tide can take you out any day. And I'm grateful to be here. And I'm still annoyed with my daughter, but I love her to death. So shout out to you, Odyssey. I'm pissed off, but I'm over it. That's your coins. Don't come looking at me, Mom, I need somebody to go shopping. You better call your father. Don't call me. Don't do that. No, you can call me, but I'm just going to tell you absolutely not. Absolutely not. because I'm not teaching you anything. I'm literally being the enabler. Like the mom told my 600-pound life, you might as well just be 600 pounds, but it's not. It's just like you like to buy stuff. You're such a consumer. And I tell you, you have to stop being such a consumer. But anyway, all right, guys, I had to go. I had to get ready, take myself to the gym, because I said I was going to go to the gym before I go to work, but it's raining. So I'm going to go to the gym for a little bit, probably until I'm leaving. I'm going to just hurry up and just go. So I'll probably leave the gym like around 10:30. I'm gonna try to get there really fast, and then yeah, that's it. So been on 30 minutes. I just wanted to catch up with you guys. This podcast just went totally left, right, up and down. Love you guys. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Stay sucker free, do your best, do the best you can do. That's it. And if that's not good enough, too bad. Bye.